Well, here we are. We're on the potty for real. We've got Jackson. He's just vomited in the toilets because they smell like wee. We've got Daniel just telling us a wee story.
And Dalo.
And Dalo playing air guitar. Give us a sweet lick. That was awesome. I love that bit at the end when you went. That was awesome because I did the
action. Hey, do you remember the 90s cartoon Henry's Cat?
Henry's Cat, vaguely. Boom, 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 boom,
boom. Yes, I remember that.
It was like Henry's Cat was playing on a ladder and paint leather. It was the worst 5 minutes of television.
Henry's Cat was a crazy kid.
What about ABC 5 minute television?
Under
wait,
that
stop!
No. My favourite. Stop!
Dale and Jackson, between you, top five, ABC 5 minute time wasting.
I only know one.
Banana Man has to be in there.
Under that chapter.
Banana Man
for
half an
hour.
No,
dude,
it was 5 minutes.
Come on.
Eric,
Eric,
one minute.
Oh,
in
down the dark stairs. You know
that
one with the skeleton?
In order.
Number one.
The little plastic things, it goes like that.
Oh,
Eskimos.
Yeah.
Is that the blue and the...
No, it was penguin. Penguin.
Wait. Penguin. Wait, listen to this. That was silence. We were so loud for about 1 minute. That's 2 minutes of the show.
Right, that was your top five. Dale.
Yeah. I was doing that the whole time.
Give us your life in 20 seconds.
Life in 20 seconds. I was born in Victoria. It was the best time of my life. And I grew up and now I'm the person I am today wearing red jumpers.
He wears them like they're going out of fashion.
Self-aware.
Oh, no, they're the best because red is fast.
Hey! Adrian! He's got the keys, he's got the secrets.
Adrian, wait.
I've got the keys! I've got the secrets! Stop talking! I wasn't talking, I was singing.
What is your.
It's because we're all extroverts.
What's your favourite? ABC. You remember, if you watch cartoons on ABC, sometimes they have little 5 minute shows in between that were sucked.
Yeah.
Like Henry's Cat and Raggy Dolls.
Do we remember the Grugs?
The Grugs!
Ah! Oh. Carl Ross.
What about the Wombles?
Who are the Wombles?
They're like puppets with felt cone beats and they recycled.
Pick that up.
They recycled. They made, they were resourceful. They'd pick up cans and make cars out of them.
That would be before Pete, repeat, he had his name on his feet.
How long did that show go,
Wurzels?
No, that was half hour.
Hey, what number is that person's house that I'm going to? I know the street.
I don't know. It's on the corner.
20 or 10?
20, I think.
I'll give it a guess.
It's on the corner. Sandstone
wall. Oh, that narrows it down.
I'll break it in that place.
Yeah. There you go. Well, this is the second episode of On the Potty with Dave
Brown
Dan
Street
that we've,
we'll
recorded that we've recorded this week.
I didn't know that.
This is the second episode this week.
I know. But we haven't got the other one up and running yet.
Yeah, David was ready.
Daniel was ready. What? I just did it wrong. I was ready and wrong.
Which means he wasn't ready. I think by nature that it was wrong means you weren't ready.
Well, so if we redo it, we're just more ready than you are.
Well, no, I don't think he is because.
Look, last week I had a lot of feedback about last week's episode saying one of the funniest ever.
Radio Clown said that.
Yeah.
Hey.
Amy.
Oh, that's next episode.
Wood. I can say her last name. First time ever listening to the potty last week. Said she just listened, put it on at home, and like I can't remember if she was doing something or something, but she said she ended up just like doubled over laughing. Said I can't believe these guys are funny.
There's so many people who know us in reality, but the five of you out there who listen know how funny we really are.
Honestly, I think people like us more when they can't see our faces.
I think that's correct. There's good reasons for that, Daniel. There's good reasons.
Speaking of which, is the smell of this urinal getting worse for anybody?
Well, that's actually, I just wet my pants.
David, that's disgusting.
That makes two of us, Dave and Dan on the potty, literally.
Secret.
Daniel rang the Savo and I answered the phone.
He was on the potty.
Hello, this is Dave, and I'm on. I don't even know what I said. I said on the potty with Dave, and
he wasn't.
And I was on the potty.
Jackson, seeing you started a new series tonight, what was it?
New series tonight, what was it?
It was on Romans. Adrian spoke. It was pretty good, actually. Was it Romans?
It was from Romans.
I know. I did the Bible reading and everything. It was 1 Peter. They've both got an R in them. And vowels.
Romans is not what you did. Yeah, Romans was the brotherhood. No, it was 1 Peter. Actually, Adrian did really, really well. It was an awesome talk on being holy because Jesus is holy.
Sweet.
And that really came through strongly, so I thought it was a really good talk.
1 Peter's going to be massive. It's going to be sick. It's going
to
be
solid. Tell you what, even just reading chapter 1, it's just a crazy chapter to read.
There's 10 talks in there alone.
Yeah, easily.
We're doing a bit of a whirlwind, Adrian, what we're doing over the next month, but that's good. It's good to do things a bit quicker sometimes.
Sometimes, and then, maybe in the future we can look in in depth into 1 Peter.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know why I said that.
All the other books of the Bible as well. Yeah. Opportunities are endless.
Dale.
That's me.
You work on camps.
I do.
You work for Crusaders.
Oh, it's the best place ever.
Ever?
Yeah.
Like anyone can know that.
Well, not ever. Like on Earth, maybe.
Ooh. If you live somewhere that's better than Crusaders, it's not really a place, is it? Which one are you talking about?
Oh, I'm talking about the Lake Mac campsite.
The Lake Mac campsite. The teepees.
If you can remember Life of the Dead or The Way, then...
To be destined for glory.
The Way to be destined for glory. I thought it was just called The Way Camp.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Which was the one on... that Martin did talks on idols.
It would have,
but he was seen.
It would have been It would have been 2001, Destined for Glory.
Jackson,
I'm feeling so sick in the ear.
Okay, we're gonna have our first ever vomit on this show. No, now tell you, you came on fat. We've had our fat reunion tonight.
Jackson,
don't worry.
Oh, no.
How much would you give me to lick that? Jackson vomits when I say lick. Now.
Does anyone have a straw?
Really
do you have a straw?
Dale Kerrigan.
Just the thought of it.
I'm
trying
to film
it.
Pretending
to do it.
It's
awesome. It's well, Amy Wood, if you're...
Daniel's
fearing. Oh, no. I'm just having throat and muscle spasms.
Well, Amy Wood, if you're out there, we're sorry about the...
This is lower quality.
The lower quality. But we've got Dale, and he's a funny kid.
Tell us a story.
No, I'm in the middle of trying to ask things to Dale.
Dale's got a challenge. He reckons you can say any object to him, and he's got a story for it.
Chicken.
I reckon we should give him something hard.
Wait, let me finish my question first.
Oh,
we've just had our fat reunion tonight. You came on Fat Camp about a month ago.
Yes.
Give us your feedback for Fat.
Oh, Fat was awesome. Dead set. The vibe of Fat was unbelievable, just the talk.
Was it peaking?
It was peaking like you wouldn't believe. It was like you're sitting up the top of this tree, the tree's like bending over and you can shoot off in the sky wherever you want.
What are you talking about?
I
can see it though. How good does that look?
You see yourself
shooting
off the edge of it, you sit on top of the tree, it's bending down to the ground and then it slingshots you out in the air and you can just go wherever you want to go.
Something Tigger once did on Winnie the Pooh, I think.
Oh, Tigger would definitely do that type of thing. Yeah. On Winnie the Wee as well, Jackson.
let me link that
This is why I hate the potty.
Dale, what's your best, I'm not even going to challenge you because I have a story about this I heard today, but what's your best cheapskate story?
Cheapskate story? Oh, does it have to be...
Because I know Jericho Rosso used to have the...
Tight bottom Tuesday.
Does it have to be about me?
No.
All right, the best one ever was one time my sister was at school with one of her friends, and she had a bag of chips, and my sister goes, oh, can I borrow one? She's like, oh yeah, sure, fine. And so my sister eats one of the chips, and she goes, that'll be 5 cents, thanks. And Linda laughs it off, ah. And then she goes off somewhere and her friend goes to her wallet, gets out 5 cents, and then goes to the wallet, puts her own, puts the 5 cents in her pocket.
All right.
She's honest, it didn't take a dollar.
Well, yeah, true.
Alright, how's this? I work with a guy who did...
Name.
His name is Connor Clark.
Oh, last name!
Yep, oh well.
He's not the Red Star.
What's the significance of Connor Clark?
He's got a double C.
Alright.
His name is Connor Clark.
Chris Kringle.
He didn't know that.
Chap Clark.
Mum.
Charlie Chaplin.
Clark
there's heaps
Kent.
Of them.
He didn't know
Clark Kent. That's a K, that's a K, that's a CK.
I really struggled with this show with Dave.
Calvin Clyde. But I own it. I give you a name. I make you famous.
All right, stop. Yeah, so Connor didn't know. Stop!
Hey, it's all good.
All right. Getting really annoyed at Dave, I don't know why. Stop laughing!
You remind me of my friend Nathan.
Connor! His mum, he didn't know that mums make nice meals. Like, he just assumed people just eat to cook, like, cook to eat. And his mum has never opened cookbooks or anything. And he said, going through high school, 5 nights a week. This is only a preamble. 5 nights a week, what he would have, 2-minute steak, 2-minute noodles on top of the steak. And that's your meal. It's like Napoleon Dynamite with noodles. And the cheapskate story is, his mum would send him and his like brothers and sisters into Woolworths to get the shopper dockets out of people's trolleys. And take them home, and then they would get their neighbours and all their friends together, because the shopper dockets used to have buy one Big Mac, get 2 cheeseburgers. Yeah. Get all his friends together, his mum would get them all together, and they'd all go down to Macca's and all get a Big Mac. And then she would collect all the cheeseburgers, take them home and put them in the freezer. and Connor would go to school with frozen cheeseburgers.
That is awesome!
That's good. I'm doing that.
That's my cheapskate.
There you go, you got any cheapskate stories?
No, I don't really do stories.
He is a cheapskate.
I create stories.
Create one now. Vomit.
It's a dare.
I seriously
really
like
you pushing
it.
Oh,
No! Oh! That was gross!
Have you touched that?
I didn't know!
That's so gross! I'm
watching you! Hey, Dale, tell us about you. Tell us about some of your plans for the future and thoughts on mission work. You've thought a bit about being a missionary. Tell us why.
I have. I'd love to go over to a place where people haven't really heard about Jesus at all before. A whole place where no one has, and go tell them the good news over somewhere like. Sorry, Jackson's just puking here. Over in somewhere like Africa. Oh, this is awesome.
Oh, yes,
right.
Well, you're listening to Dave and Dale on the potty. Dale, why do people need to hear about Jesus? Why would you want to, like, what is it that, like, let's say people haven't heard of you.
Yeah.
Do I need to go around the world and tell people about you? Like, what makes Jesus so special?
Oh, just I'm pretty good, but I don't quite match up with him. He's definitely the Son of God, and he's done what no one else could do by dying on the cross to save our sins. And so he's the only way that we can get to heaven. And if people don't know that, then how can people follow him?
Yeah. There's a verse in Acts chapter 4, verse 12 that says, "There's no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." The only way people will become friends with God, the only way people can go to heaven, the only way people can have everlasting life is by trusting in Jesus. So, tell us a bit more about your thinking, like with going overseas and stuff. What are you thinking through at the moment?
I'd love to go to some dangerous area, some place where they have kind of spears and want to throw at me kind of stuff, just because I reckon it'd be awesome just to see. Full on kind of stuff and see God working in a place where it's fully spiritual and all that kind of jazz.
Yeah, good.
I'm back.
Well, we're about to wrap up with Dave and Dale on the potty.
Sorry.
We've just been talking about mission work.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
It's been good.
I'm a sympathetic vomiter.
Did you actually vomit?
I guess a little bit too much. And then he came out. And he's like, I don't get sick by wee. I get sick by vomit. Anyway, sorry.
This is pretty much the most visual episode we've had.
I'm really sorry.
No, it will probably be funny because there'll just be all this stuff going on and people
will
probably imagine.
He's having a yard and throwing it.
For real?
Yeah.
This is the kind of thing, guys, where you get to use your own imagination.
Yeah.
Alright.
Dale just took his shirt off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's got three nipples! Oh, Dale! Honk, honk! Alright, there we go.
Sorry, I'm really sorry, I missed just...
No, it's good. It was good. It was quiet once there was no screaming and vomiting, so you actually got Jackson out, so it's a good work.
You can go down later then.
He might be coming back. He's sort of headless. He's got his head inside his hood.
There's pizza in the garden.
We've got some pretty big episodes coming up. Check out, we'll have our fat video on YouTube pretty soon if it's not already there. Keep an eye out for it. And someone's sticking their head in the corner here. Josh, round of applause for Josh. 2250, yeah, that's his postcode. Yeah, represent.
Yeah. Woo, Josh.
Yeah, well, we should wrap up. We've talked about the Bible. Come to youth group next week. It's called Double Up. Basically, the aim is to bring a friend so they can hear about Jesus, which is what Dale's just been talking about. It's not just a mission field over in places where they throw things at you. There's a mission field in Erina High School. They also throw things at you at Erina High School. But that's fun. Scripture teaching, it's good times. Be praying for your friends this week. Pray that you'd be bold. Pray that you'd invite them.
I throw stuff at you when you're a scripture teacher.
I've heard of it. They throw paper. Yeah. They jump out windows.
Really?
Yep.
Two-story ones?
One. Nah. No power. There you go. Well, www.ccsouth.com. Send in your emails. I think we got our first letter to Doug for Jaywalk.
Really?
From some name. Someone made up a fake email address, I think.
It wasn't me.
So
there
you go.
Ooh, is it a serious question?
If it wasn't me, it must have been someone written.
Yeah. Nah. Someone else. I don't know who. Hang on. There you go.
Track it.
Well, let's wrap up. Peace out. Can you just sing a song, just a chorus?
Sure. The toilet with Josh and Jackson. Dale is over there. Jackson went out to the garden. And now there's leftover pizza in his head. Dave clicks his fingers, I sing the tunes. He thinks that we're great, go download us on iTunes. Listen to our potty, the adventures of Dan and Dave. And remember, Jesus saves.
That was easy.